Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing custom decks for outdoor relaxation and entertaining. Details at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. Today is Monday, June 16th. I'm Ula Kuziz. It's been 1 month since the deadly tornado blew through the St. Louis region. Since then, local nonprofits have stepped in to provide relief.
I think we saw ourselves as standing in the gap, and we anticipated the gap would be shorter than this.
St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline sat down with reporter Hiba Ahmed to discuss where relief efforts stand today. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Thousands gathered in downtown St. Louis for the No Kings protest on Saturday. The peaceful demonstration was one of more than 1,500 across the nation. Protesters came out against President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown, federal budget cuts, and a military parade in Washington, D.C. Jeannie Stanley is from North St. Louis, and she says she joined the march to come out against what she sees as a growing threat to democracy.
This is the worst I've ever encountered. And I'm also doing it for my father, who's no longer with us, who fought in Nazi Germany against fascism there. He would just be horrified if he were alive. So I can't just stay home.
The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department said no arrests were made at the protest. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt is defending President Trump's decision to send in the California National Guard in response to protests over immigration enforcement. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from the Missouri Republican senator.
Trump sparked a firestorm after he dispatched thousands of California National Guard to protests in Los Angeles over his administration's immigration enforcement actions. The GOP president took that action over the objections of California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. But Schmidt says Trump's decision was justified to prevent protesters from interfering with immigration and customs enforcement officials carrying out their duties.
When that happens, the president of the United States has the ability to protect those assets and people. And that's what's at stake here.
Newsom is challenging Trump's actions in court. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
U.S. Senator Josh Hawley praised senators for including the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act into a must-pass budget bill. Hawley told reporters on Friday that RECA made it into what's known as a big, beautiful bill. That's the package that includes tax cuts and money for immigration enforcement. Hawley says without RECA, he likely won't support the final version of the bill.
It would be very hard for me to vote for a bill that doesn't include RECA. And this is extremely, extremely important to me, expanding access to health care, making sure people can get affordable health care, making sure that we get this cleaned up in St. Louis, which, of course, is its own project to get people compensated.
Hawley added he's optimistic that the House will accept RECA remaining in the overall bill. Governor Mike Kehoe has signed three bills that state lawmakers passed during a special session. Kehoe signed the bills on Saturday, 3 days after the Missouri House approved them. One of the bills contains $100 million in storm relief for St. Louis. Another bill expands who could qualify for aid from the Missouri Housing Trust Fund. The final bill allows the state to help pay for new stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals. That legislation provides matching funds by covering annual bond payments equal to the amount of state taxes that the team is currently generating. Kehoe called the legislature into special session in late May to pass these bills. The $100 million in storm relief was not originally in the governor's call, but was added later after negotiations in the Senate, which also approved the three bills. A prison watchdog group is calling attention to potentially dangerous summer temperatures inside some Illinois facilities. 16 state prisons don't have air conditioning, and many have crumbling infrastructure. Anthony Thomas is with the John Howard Association. He says he experienced dangerously high heat when he was incarcerated.
It was so hot in the pit that the walls, the floors would sweat. It is miserable because you're helpless to do anything about it in that moment, and you're stuck there as long as it lasts.
A man at Stateville Prison died last June after collapsing in his cell during a heat wave. A coroner said heat stress was a significant factor in his death. The Illinois Department of Corrections says it has protocols in place to keep people in prison safe, like giving them ice and water. Today marks 1 month since a deadly tornado blew through parts of St. Louis. Since the storm, relief efforts led by the community and organizations have filled a much-needed gap. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline sat down with reporter Hiba Ahmed to tell us where those relief efforts stand today and what residents can expect in the weeks ahead.
Hiba, can you quickly remind us of this storm's impact?
So this tornado was classified as an EF3, which means wind speeds reached over 140 miles per hour, and it also stretched over a mile wide. The storm went through University City, Clayton, into the Central West End, and then up through North St. Louis. It eventually crossed into Illinois and dried up from there. Five people were killed during the storm. Their names are Juan Baltasar, Delois Holmes, Rena Lyles, Larry Patrick, and Patricia Pendleton. Annette Smith is Pendleton's friend. Pendleton died at the historic Centennial Christian Church, which was destroyed during the storm, and she was a dedicated member there.
Miss Pat was an angel. She was one of the sweetest women I know. She loved the community. She loved people. She would always encourage us. I mean, and she'd be at that church 95% of the time, and she lost her life where she would be.
In addition to the loss of life, 10,000 buildings, including many homes and local businesses, were destroyed. St. Louis City Mayor's office says that there has been at least $1 billion in initial damage.
So right after the storm, we saw the community jump into action. Where do some of those efforts stand today?
Absolutely. So, of course, we saw the Red Cross opened up shelters immediately across the city. But it's really local organizations like For the Culture STL and Action St. Louis who came together quickly to help people get access to basic needs. They formed the People's Response Hub at the O'Fallon YMCA Recreation Center. Here's Kayla Reed, Executive Director of Action St. Louis, speaking with St. Louis on the Air.
When we came out the day after the tornado, or the night of the tornado, and set up shop for the next day, we had no idea that it was going to bloom into a full-blown sort of relief hub. I think we saw ourselves as standing in the gap, and we anticipated the gap would be shorter than this.
We also saw other local groups start boarding up severely damaged homes to help prevent any additional damage from thunderstorms. It's important to note that these are not disaster relief agencies. Many of them have scaled down their operations to still help until people start seeing that relief money come in.
So what can people expect in the coming weeks?
So there's a lot of relief money coming into St. Louis. Last week, President Donald Trump approved a disaster declaration, which will open up millions of dollars from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. The city is also expected to receive $100 million in state funding. Mayor Kara Spencer said the city will also use $5 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds, and the St. Louis Board of Aldermen is working on a bill that would bring in $30 million in RAM settlement money for tornado relief. City officials encourage residents to apply for all of the aid in addition to filing insurance claims if they have it so they can get as much money as they need to rebuild. And that's a point that I really want to emphasize, Brian. I attended a Board of Aldermen public hearing last week, and I heard over and over again how the residents of North St. Louis want to stay in their communities. Here's North City resident Justina Kramer.
Key word is rebuild, because those of us who are rooted in this community want to stay in this community. I live in the city because I love the city. I was born, raised, reared, and taught by the city.
1 month after a deadly tornado, St. Louis still has a long way to go to recover and rebuild. STL PR reporter Hiba Ahmed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our Brian Moline edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.